Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I lied. Schaefer's sticking around for one more segment.
Good.
How about that?
Good.
DP joins us. Jay Foreman out today, but Schaefer takes his spot for this segment at least. Good morning, DP.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So DP, you're going to carry a heavy load today.
Today is going to – it will be the easiest day of the week for me because I will not be here until 10:30. With the nighttime shows.
Okay.
So.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You're working.
Yeah. I hung out a little bit with Aaron Davis and Chris Raff last night. Buzzy came in late. I'm getting out of here.
You taking that?
Terrell Farley and Rashawn are going to go at 11, so probably 11:30.
God, that Rashawn's interview with Jamal Lord was extraordinary.
It's a weird.
You love Jamal Lord.
Oh, he's a dude.
You love
he's
Jamal
a dude.
Lord.
Just listen to the interview. He's a dude.
Well, Carricker's agreed to come on that show every Tuesday at 12.
Wow.
He's been pretty stellar. Farley's an amazing character just to be around, and his energy is kind of crazy.
Like his on-field energy was.
Can I request for Terrell Farley to watch the Big Red Rock video of himself and his highlights from the? I would like to see.
Expand on that.
To his own.
Expand on that.
So my favorite, like the YouTube video I have watched the most in my life, is this Terrell Farley highlight video.
Okay.
In which I swear to you, he scored more touchdowns in like the 95-96 seasons combined than I think Nebraska running backs have in the last 2 years.
I cannot disagree.
Like, he is incredible. As a kid, I was telling Jake this before we started this morning because I looked at the board and I saw he was on for Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
Terrell Farley was my favorite player as a kid because he just, like, when you're 10 years old, that dude captivates you in a way that, you know, like, he is just on fire. He is playing on fire. I mean, like, I remember, what, against Florida, he batted the ball up in the air and then almost caught it for, like, a defensive touchdown. Mm-hmm. Just, like, his energy, his attitude. He was wrecking anyone and everyone that came towards him. A punter, receiver.
Oh, yeah, he's a great special
returner,
teams player, yeah.
Running back. Like, if you turned the corner and he was there, you didn't go any further.
Well, see, think about it. Yeah. We can say Terrell Farley is one of the most explosive players to ever play defense for Nebraska. Now, think about what that means.
Yeah.
When you think about the guys that you're talking about. I get chills.
He was a hybrid player before they existed.
Exactly.
He was JoJo Doman
Before
JoJo Doman existed. Yeah. Like, he could play in the secondary. He could play as a linebacker.
Yeah.
They could put him as a defensive end
Unique.
On third down.
Unique.
And he did that all at, what, like 6'1", 215 pounds?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he was just a missile.
Yeah, he's not a big guy.
No, he's not.
You know, up close, you kind of look, wow, you have the heart, man. That's where that.
Have you seen this highlight video?
Yeah.
I have not.
And then it's backed by name of the game.
Yeah, is that what that is?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to watch it again. Yeah, text in.
It's not a safe for work video. Don't watch it at work with the volume up. The music lyrics will get you in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some words that aren't radio friendly.
Yeah, call in and say hi. Because it's just, there's so to get Farley to commit to being anywhere on time in place every like on a, he was like. Some days I'm in, some days I'm not. Like that's just how. That's just I got a life. I got stuff.
No, I would just love a segment where he watches his own highlight video and then walks Mickey, you through what he was seeing.
And then Mickey Joseph will be in as well.
When is that?
Yeah, today. It's in Vershawn's segment.
Whoa,
he's loading up. Okay.
Thank you for okay. What time is that approximately?
That's 12:30.
Okay, Joseph. Good to know.
Yeah, it's so funny. That there are people who get mad when the old Huskers talk.
I don't understand that.
What
do you say about that, DP?
Well, it's a chance to hear from people who actually played the games.
At a high level.
Right.
I think you go back there anytime you can is what I think.
Yeah, I mean, so Aaron and Chris had on Dave Remington last night. And Remington... He just hung out and told stories. I mean, Mike Menner is one of my favorite Huskers, and he was on, and he spent an hour on just rehashing. Like he was just like, no, here's all the stuff you have to do. And then he talked about the transfer portal as a coach. I mean, he's a head coach, so he's giving insight on how he approaches it. And I thought it was fascinating. I mean, Adam Carriker is one of the great storytellers. Period. So. Having him on, I just sit back like I sit there like a little kid. I'm like, okay,
isn't there something to be said for in order to understand where you're going, you have to understand where you came from. And so I'm talking about the program.
Yeah.
So I think it's okay to go back to those guys. I like going back to them. I like knowing what Trev Alberts did as a player, going back to those days because that's when they were doing it the best. What's wrong with going back? I know what people are saying. Why do you want to live in the past? Well, it informs you a little bit. I mean, and I think it may. I love going back there. I do.
It's resetting the standards.
Yeah.
Right. That hey, there is
revisiting the standards.
There is
revisiting
a way for Nebraska to be elite.
It was
like you can't say Nebraska can't be elite in football.
Better not say
right?
that.
Right, like that's not true. Yeah. So then that just resets the boundary. Hey, keep working. Mm-hmm. Keep working. These weren't the biggest guys, the strongest guys, fastest guys, but they were the best.
This is where you bring up what Trev said. He said the other day, we need to start with being the most physical team in the Midwest. Now, that's a good mission statement to me. That makes sense.
A long way to go.
Yes, you do.
Long way.
And he said that. He said, we're just tying our shoes right now. We're just tying our shoes. He said we're basically starting over.
Learning to tie their shoes.
Yeah, we're learning to tie our shoes right now. But that's what he said. I think, hey, just forget talking about Alabama and Georgia right now. Right now. Let's just be the most physical team in the Midwest. Now, that makes sense.
Well,
the
most physical team on the field that day.
Yeah. Well, that, yeah.
Like, some
ultimately in the Midwest.
Yeah. Well, no, right. Look. Right. You better start where you start.
Right.
You better
Yeah.
You better figure out how to beat each other up.
Because we took that for granted here. Yeah. We did, guys. Yeah. We did.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Nebraska was always the most physical team on the field on Saturdays in the back in the day. And we came to take that for granted. It's not that way anymore. I don't know when we started to take it for granted, but we did.
Well, I just think they're great.
Or when
stories.
when we started to lose it, I'm not sure exactly.
Well, when you cleared out your building.
Would you say that was in 03 probably?
Cleaned
right?
out the building, yeah. Yeah. You know. There's that. Jake, great job with the teammates, folks. They delivered.
Yeah, that show sounded – I listened to it. It sounded great.
Yeah.
Dude, great stuff.
The teammates hour every Wednesday night. Good stuff. Great stories. Yeah. So
good.
It was a good night.
Good. Glad to hear that. Schaefer, question for you before we get out of here. I'm curious. You and I, both of our teams, Vikings, Dolphins, have openings right now for head coaches. One of us is happy. That's you. Mike Zimmer's out. One of us is not. That Brian Flores is out. To you, what – and DP, obviously, you're huge in the NFL. What is the better job opening right now of those two?
I mean, I'm obviously, like, super biased, but Minnesota's roster, I mean, you have Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson, Irv Smith Jr., who people didn't even get to see this year because he tore his ACL, but he would have been their starting tight end. And then, you know, whether those guys are still there or not, but if you're a veteran offensive mind, you have Kirk Cousins, who at the very least 33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions in a year in which they ran the ball 60% of the time. So I just think from an offensive standpoint, like, you inherit a lot more in Minnesota. Defensively, it is a mess. So you know, and then cap wise, you kind of have to figure out, okay, Kirk Cousins has a $45 million cap hit. Do you let him play out one more year and then you build things after that? Do you try to trade him right away? So there's some big questions there. I think Minnesota is the sort of job that with a halfway competent coach in 2021 and 2020, you make the playoffs back both years. I mean, they missed the playoffs by one game each of the last 2 years. They lost to the Lions this year. They lost to Cooper Rush this year. They lost in overtime 2 times this year. Their kicker missed a field goal multiple times. Like, the amount of ways the Vikings could have made the playoffs to go lose in the first round is multiple. So if you want a job as a coach where you have an opportunity to win right away, I think that Minnesota presents itself really well because you still have the Lions and the Bears in the division.
True.
And you don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to be there in 2022.
That's a good point.
Jake?
DP? Well, I'll ask DP. What
yeah,
do you
DP,
think
DP, DP.
Job? Better one. Vikings, Dolphins.
Oh, the legacy part is all Bears. Being king in Chicago. Of the football Bears is different than being the king in Minneapolis. But, as Schaefer said, the talent in Minnesota. Sans Kirk Cousins, because you know I have a bad ex relationship with Kirk Cousins.
Football team fan.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about this the other day. Post Kirk Cousins, your team has had even worse quarterback play. How does that make you feel?
Jeez.
Let's just attack a man while he's down.
I'm just saying, football team fans basically just like dumped all over this guy. And since then, like, he hasn't been great. But at the same time, you see what it's like to basically just have an even worse quarterback.
See, here's the thing. I was not anti-Kirk when he was in D.C. A lot of fans went that route, right? It's that Husker thing where you're successful, you're winning, you know, a championship, but you're competing for it in your division every year, but you're not getting over the hump every year. And I'm like, well, be careful about what you ask for. Because you're going to get it. And they asked for Kirk to be gone, and I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
And Kirk's gone, and now Alex Smith was 11-5.
Okay.
Nobody else had a winning record.
Okay.
Like, at some point, fans need to just chill.
Yeah, well, it's
just
I
chill.
I feel like it's really hard in the NFL with, because I don't think Kirk Cousins is a top 12 quarterback in the league, but somewhere between, like, 13 and 16. And, like, that's good enough to get you to the playoffs.
Well, you're
most
competitive
years.
Every game.
Yeah.
You're competitive every. Now, he may play poorly in big moments or on prime time, right?
Yeah.
Like, we understood what that was. But give me the 10, 11 wins that he was putting out.
And I mean, for me, it's more the dependency. Like, he'd missed one start his entire time in Minnesota that wasn't because they had already made the playoffs. It's because he had a positive COVID test.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And Kirk, there's something to be said for that relative. Like, that guy's going to be there on Sunday.
Well, that was part of the D.C. fans' issue with Kirk, was that Kirk runs the offense better when Kirk runs early, when he runs, when he personally pulls it down and gets in that space, because it turns Kirk into a different quarterback. Kirk doesn't want to do that. because Kirk wants to stay. He wants to be in a lineup every day. So that's the catch-22 with Kirk, is he's going to play safe. He's not going to hurt you, but there are times when you need to put a Superman cape on and get to work, and he's just like, I'm just not dude. Like, I'm just not dude. So, yeah, I would take the Vikings talent, but I would take the Bears head coaching job.
You said something interesting. You tell fans you just need to chill. Fans just don't chill.
They're fanatics.
Yeah, ask Jake to chill about the Miami Dolphins.
No, Jake
he
can
doesn't chill.
No, Jake could chill because I told him during the draft, the last two drafts, Jake, chill. Chill.
He didn't listen.
I'll
never listen.
Fans don't chill.
I told him they had a
fans
chance to get Justin
chill.
Herbert. Oh, Justin Herbert. Well, you know what? Sometimes
I don't want it.
Sometimes
I was wrong.
You need to tell fans what's good for them. Like, you know, look, this is there's no new rodeo.
Right.
Like, you cover sports all over the country, right. And you know, listen, fans, you're wrong way more than you're right. Chill.
Yeah. I feel like Jake? You've known Jake for 2 years now. There's no chill.
That's right. That's what I thought was interesting.
He's like the adopted puppy.
Well, the most chill that he can get is when he's four beers in at Garth Brooks.
Right.
I'm pretty chill.
That's
then.
When he can get chill.
Pretty chill. Right.
He'll feel fine.
I always feel fine after 425-ounce beers. But you make him
chug a wine at a Mannheim steamroller, he's decidedly not chill.
Yeah, that's right. Those are all terrible moments in my life. Why do you do this to me, Schaefer? I try to block these moments out. You bring them right back.
That's my role here.
They're forever, Jake.
All right. Thanks, guys. Old School is up next for Steve Sipple and Mike Schaefer. I'm Jake Sorensen. See you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.